Now we'll return to the recording of the Q&A session from the live class. Okay, let's take questions first. Hi, Joanne, what's your question?
So when you can't find a new outfit to put on, what happens then?
Well, first of all, we're not asking you to put on or create an outfit. We're asking you to just see what comes up. Now, what did you actually experience at that moment? Did you see your body in the mirror?
I didn't really have a visual. The phone was breaking up a bit, so it was distracting me a little bit. And after I went through the incinerator process, it looked like a fleeting sensation of something, but I couldn't grasp it.
Okay. Well, what was the belief you came up with? What belief did you create as your new belief?
I used the belief that you said that I'm a sacred and worthy being.
Okay, good. How did it make you feel when you felt that belief? What was the feeling?
Oh, warmth in my chest, like it could be true.
Okay, so it could be true. That's good. So it's not quite the right belief for you because it could be true, but it doesn't feel 100% true. So if an outfit doesn't show up, it usually means that it wasn't quite the right belief for you. So let me recommend that you think about it a bit. So write down a few possibilities and then feel each one. Feel into what's the best belief for you. And then either by yourself or with one of the practitioners, you can go back into the belief closet and try on each of those possible beliefs and see which one produces an outfit. And then your subconscious mind is basically saying, oh, that's the one. That's the one that works for me.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, let's go on to Robert. Robert, what's your question?
Well, when it was time to find a new outfit, I went over to the clothes rack and kind of looked and found one that sort of drew me in. Is that okay?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's understandable because I have said that an outfit will just appear. And some people have picked an outfit from their collection. What I recommend doing is looking in the mirror and seeing what shows up. That seems to give the subconscious mind a more active role in the creation. And the subconscious mind seems to enjoy it. So it's fine that you did it that way. And I recommend the next time you just look in the mirror and see what appears. Just kind of be curious and open up to what shows up.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Good, good. Now, this is a guided visualization process, and it takes place in the imaginal realm. You know, people have different experiences in the belief closet, and that's perfectly okay. In fact, it's expected that everybody will have a unique thing happen. So whatever happens for you is right for you. And that's why our coaches are highly trained to work with whatever comes up and whatever happens, because everybody's a little bit different. Some people say, oh my God, this outfit just flew out of the sky and landed on my body. And other people say, well, it kind of grew out of my body. And other people say, well, I found it on the rack and there it was. So however it works for you is fine. So great, thank you for that question. So let's see who would like to volunteer to go a little deeper. Nancy, let's start with your experience in the belief closet. What did you experience?
Oh, hi, Lion. It was very visual. I remember when the belief came on the outfit, it just was like, wow, it was black leather, it was very spiky looking, it didn't feel good at all, it was very tight and quite suffocating.
And what was the old belief, what was the new belief that you took on?
The old belief was that no one wanted me around. The new belief, I kind of added to yours. So the new belief was, I am a sacred and worthy being, and I am welcomed wherever I go.
Oh, that's wonderful. And what was your new outfit?
It's a little embarrassing. It was Cinderella's gown. Pretty interesting. That might be a little bit better.
Well, that's great, actually. The subconscious mind takes images from anywhere in our experience to create new ones. It's quite amazing. So what's an issue that you're dealing with in your life that you'd like to clear?
Well, I've worked with beliefs on my own for like 6 years now. And the one that came up for me when I was doing this was that one that I discovered back in the 90s when I was diagnosed with cancer and my son had been diagnosed with bipolar. And the belief that I took on back then, that I'm alive as long as I take care of him, because I felt that at the time there was no one else that could take care of him. So now I notice whenever he's in crisis or in something is seriously going on with him, logically I know it's not true, but that whole visceral experience, it's just like, I feel like I'm going to die if I can't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what came up about 2 weeks ago, and I've been trying to work with it, and I'd really appreciate any suggestions you have to help me with this.
Great, great. Well, this is, it's not unusual to take on this belief and that kind of experience. You know, you attached your own survival to your child's, and your child's experience of life is connected to your experience of who you are. How old is your child now?
37.
Yeah, so he's a full-grown adult. And does he still have problems with his psyche?
He does.
So he has his own life that he's living, and you're kind of stuck taking care of him regardless of how old he is.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, this belief actually served you when he was young. It kept you around, and it kept you busy. It kept you occupied. And now that he's an adult, you know, you can't help yourself, right? You're just continuing to try to take care of him as an adult man.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. So what I'd like you to do is to close your eyes and go to your belief closet. You know, you can just return there through the route that you created before, see your house, move through the front door, open the door and walk in, and then make your way to the master bedroom and then back to your belief closet, and let me know when you're there.
I'm there, Lyle.
Okay, great. Okay, so now close your imaginal eyes, the eyes that you have in the closet, and feel what it feels like to hold this belief. If I stop taking care of my son, I will die. What does that feel like?
My whole body is shaking. It literally feels like I'm going to die. It's that strong.
Yeah. So now walk up to the mirror and see what outfit has been created to represent this belief.
I see. It's like, you know, a hooded robe. It's like the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. Yeah, it's death hanging over you. So if you stop doing what you promised to do, death will come to you. So that's how the subconscious is representing this. Now, is this a belief you want to keep, or is it one you want to let go of?
God, I want to let go of it.
Okay,
yeah,
so go ahead and take this Grim Reaper outfit off. It's like a costume. Just let it come off completely and fall to the floor, including that big scythe that he carries around. And make sure it's completely off and out of inside of you as well. Pull it out of you if it's on the inside. So this was a really deep soul commitment that you made way back then. So pull it out of yourself, wherever it resides. And tell me when it's off and has fallen to the floor.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It's off.
Good. Good. Okay, and how does it feel to have it off?
Oh, I can breathe. I can breathe a lot better. There's a long cord, though. It was really stuck. That it was like pulling off my heart. I had to work with that, but it finally just flung off.
Good, good. Okay, so now pick up this big Grim Reaper outfit that represents this belief and hold it in your hands tenderly, because this is a tender, very heart-centered commitment that you made to a child a long time ago. And this belief has served you in a couple of ways. You know, first, it served your child by keeping you close and keeping him well cared for, which every mother wants to have. And it also served you by keeping you alive. It gave you a reason to live. And know that once you get rid of this belief, you'll have other reasons to live. You'll find better reasons to live. You're only getting rid of this commitment that it's the only reason to live, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So say to the outfit, say it out loud, please, thank you for having served me in my life and having served my son in his life.
Thank you for having served me in my life and for having served my son in his life.
I've outgrown you, and my son has outgrown you. We don't need you anymore.
I have outgrown you. My son has outgrown you. We don't need you anymore.
Your job is now done.
Your job is now done.
And I'm now sending you back to the nothingness from which you came.
Send you back to the nothingness from which you came.
And is there anything else you want to add to those statements?
I think so. Nothing seems to be coming.
Okay. So now walk over to your incinerator and with great reverence and great appreciation, place this outfit and all of the other stuff, all of the scythe and everything else that's attached to it, and all the feelings that it has attached to it, and all the commitment that it has attached to it, and place it all into the incinerator. And then allow it to burn like a sacred fire. You know, take it back all the way to its original nothingness until nothing is left, not even ashes or smoke, and let me know when it's gone.
Big fire, not quite gone yet, though.
Okay. Sometimes it goes quickly, sometimes it goes slowly.
Being a little gooey, but yeah, it's good. It's clear. It's gone.
You're good. Great.
But what's so interesting, Ryan, is my son just showed up. He sat there with me and watched that whole thing burn.
Oh, that is beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Oh,
so, yes. So welcome him in, you know, and just turn to him and say these words and just adjust them to work for you, okay? What's his name?
Jay.
Okay, so just look at him and just look at him and say, "Jay, I love you deeply as your mother."
Jay, I love you so deeply as your mother.
I've cared for you all these years because I made a commitment to take care of you.
I made a commitment I would take care of you.
But now that you're an adult, you don't need that kind of care anymore.
Now that you're an adult, you don't need that kind of care anymore. You're capable of taking care of yourself.
Yeah. I'm going to love you in a new and different way that really supports you being yourself and being on your own.
Now I'm going to be able to love you and take care of you in a whole different way. I'll always be there to support you as you move in your life and however you might need me to be there.
Yeah. So I want to make sure that you're clear that there's a different quality of care that's needed. You know, maybe it's a kind of care that comes only when asked for. So put that in words so he understands what commitment you're making.
I'm not, okay. Jay, I want you to know that I'll always be here for you. And whenever you need me, all you have to do is ask.
Great. Great. What else do you want to say to him right now before we close?
Well, I'm just so proud of you, and I have so much respect for you. I really love you, Jay.
Beautiful. You give him a hug and then send him on his way.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. So now we need to create a new belief that will give you a reason to live. You know, what would you like to believe about your reason to live now?
I don't know. I'm pretty blank.
Okay, that's understandable. So do you have anything to offer the world other than your son? Do you have gifts of your own that you'd like to offer?
Well, there's so much joy inside of me. I've always, from the time I was a child, you know, I wake up every morning, I used to, with this song in my heart. I would love to be able to reignite that feeling, you know, that joy I had in everyone that I come in contact with.
Well, that's beautiful. So let's create a belief about that. So just feel that feeling of your heart song coming out and bringing joy to the world. So let's come up with a belief that describes that, something like, my life is for sharing joy, or maybe my life is for sharing this heart song and bringing joy to the world. How would you phrase it?
I feel it, but I can't articulate it. It's like the words just don't come up, but I can feel it. It's though I'm just walking in an ocean of joy wherever I go that just follows me and spreads out away around me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, just feel that feeling and feel the phrase, this is what my life is for.
I like that. This is what my life is for.
Beautiful. Okay, so now just walk over to the mirror and see what outfit has been created by your subconscious to represent this belief. What does it look like?
Like out of the Wizard of Oz, you know, like the Good Witch. What was her name? Glinda?
Glinda, right.
Like Glinda with her magic wand.
Beautiful, beautiful. Walk around and spread some of that beautiful sparkle that comes out of her wand and out of your wand, and spread joy around the whole belief closet and everybody that might be around you, and just keep spreading that joy all through your life and feel that this is your life work, this is your life's job, and it's your reason for living.
That's great.
Yeah, wonderful. So look around the belief closet, know that you can come back here anytime. And wearing this beautiful Glinda outfit, this new belief, find your way back out of your belief closet and then down to your front door and then outside, then all the way back to your body where you're talking to me on the phone. And just feel that outfit on you all the way to this body and let me know when you're back. Actually feel it on your body right now.
It's just great. I just kind of took off and flew. Once I got outside of the door, I just flew. You know. It's just
yay. Okay, great. Thank you so. Yeah, thank you so much for volunteering and being part of this course. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Really, thank you. It's so great to have that cleared. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, that's it for this session. Thank you all for being here, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye, all.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lion. Thank you.